Let us pray. God of love, you are love itself. Where love is, there you are. In our thirst for your love, speak your love to us. Renew your love in us, and let your love flow through us for the sake of all the world, in the spirit and company of Christ. Amen. A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God's Son sent God's only begotten into the world so that we might live through Christ. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent God's only begotten to be among the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. Hear the word of God for the people of God. Please stand in body or in spirit as we respond to these words from John's revelation. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne.
See, the Lord God is among us. God will dwell with us. We will be God's people, and God in person will be with us.
God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Death will be no more. Mourning, crying, pain will be no more. The first thing is passed away.
And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new.
These words are trustworthy and true.
Then the one spoke to me, It is done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of water.
Alleluia.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's gospel. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So you love one another. This is what it means to be my disciples, that you love one another. The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ. This is something unique to Christianity. Every other religious tradition teaches something like the Golden Rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Confucianism, Taoism, they all teach something like that. But this is different. Jesus doesn't say, love one another as you would like them to love you. He says, love one another as I have loved you. Embedded in this commandment to love is this promise that we are being loved. And this promise that the love that we're supposed to have for the world, we don't have to invent. We don't have to generate. We don't even have to feel. We just have to receive and pass it on. As I have loved you, give that love to others. That's how Jesus defines discipleship. Jesus really doesn't care if you believe in God. What Jesus cares is that you live as if you believe in God. Discipleship isn't about believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Discipleship is about loving. That's all. Jesus makes it really clear. The path of discipleship is the work of receiving that love of God and then letting that flow out into the world. To forgive fearlessly because we know we're forgiven. To give generously because we know God provides. To see God in every person because we know God is there. Because we've received that love. Think about the times you have been loved. People who have loved you. Parents, family members, children, grandparents, spouses, friends. Every single one of those people who loved you, whether they loved you well or poorly, whether they loved you for a lifetime or for a moment, that was God. It's kind of striking when John says God is love. Not just a person who might give you some love, but love itself, that is God. Sometimes we sing that Latin chant, Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est. We usually translate that, wherever people are loving, God will show up. But what it literally means is, wherever you see love, that is God. Those people who loved you, that was God. That was God loving you through them. God, of course, wants everybody to love you, but they're the ones who are at least close enough, and they got the memo. They loved you. That was God. Think about all the people who have blessed you. Maybe they were teachers who worked with you over long periods of time and poured out their hearts for you and gave you wisdom. Maybe it was just somebody who held a door for you once. Doesn't matter. That was God. That's God in us, having us love one another, making that happen. So the work of faith is the work of rooting ourselves in that love. Because, oddly enough, the hardest thing about our faith isn't being loving. The hardest thing is being beloved. That's where it breaks down. The only reason we're not more forgiving is we don't trust how forgiven we are. The only reason that we're not more generous is that we don't trust how generous God is. The only reason that we're afraid to love certain people is that we're afraid that we're not loved enough. And all faith is opening ourselves to that infinite love of God. Allowing that to just flood us and fill our consciousness. And the hard part is that it doesn't matter if we feel it. Our feelings are fleeting. They come and go. You probably know what it's like to love somebody who doesn't know it, or doesn't believe it, or doesn't trust it. Sometimes it might be boyfriend or a girlfriend. Sometimes it might be a parent loving a child. That almost always happens with every child, that there are moments when you know that they don't trust that you actually love them. And you love them anyway. And they are beloved, whether they feel it or not. Part of what we do when we come to worship is simply practice receiving love in all the scriptures and all the prayers and all the songs that we sing, in one another and each other's blessing. We just soak it up like sponges. That's why we come to this table week after week, year after year, to receive that love and let it shape us, become a part of our flesh, become part of who we are. There are moments when we see it clearly and long stretches where we don't feel it. We just trust it. A couple weeks ago at the retreat, I was standing at the ocean. And the sand was holding me up so gently and steadily. These waves kept throwing themselves at my feet. Gulls circling overhead, singing these holy chants. And for a moment, there was just this glimpse, this feeling that I was being given a place of belonging in this universe that stretched from this little patch of sand all the way hundreds and millions of light years away. I have a place in this universe. And then the feeling passed. A little later, I was in Boston looking at these crowds of people going in and out of subways. And it just struck me, these are people for whom God would die. Every single one of these is somebody that God is so in love with. And it just struck me. And then it passed. Sometimes when we're doing communion here and I'm passing out bread to you, I'm just near tears at how much love there is that each one of us bears. And I know your stories, and I know that even in the hard times, God has been with you. And here you are, still standing, still loving, still moving forward with light shining out of you. And it just lights me on fire. And sometimes not. Because our feelings are pretty fickle. But God's love is constant. Every moment of your life, even the awful ones, God was there. Even when you were suffering the most, even when you were being the worst things you've ever done, God was right there, loving you, holding you, whispering to you, "Oh, my sweetie, you don't get it, do you?" Never letting go. So we come to fill our consciousness with that love for us. And let it shape who we are so that we take that out into the world and love as we have been loved. That incredible love that has forgiven all of your sins, that has blessed all of your gifts, that have accompanied all of every moment of your life. We come simply to be in that love, just to let it wash over us. That's the hardest thing we do, and the most powerful, and also the easiest. You just let it be there, and it changes who we are. This is what it means to be disciples, that we love as we are being loved. Will you pray with me? God, in the stillness of this morning, we feel your breath coming in and out of our bodies. Your Spirit making us alive. And with that breath, we know your love flows into us, gives us life, becomes part of who we are, and empowers us to love one another, to love all the world. We rest in that love. We give you thanks. And we open our hearts. God of grace, we thank you for your love. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.